Like, no, that's fine.
Wait a minute. I'm going to say it wrong.
No, that's perfectly fine.
You'd see. All right. Joining us now at the lessonsonly.com hotline is Coach Yutzi from Dakota Ridge High School over there in the Jeffco League. How are you doing today, Coach?
Great. We're back at it. Good competition today.
Yeah. So last year you had a good run, made it to the Sweet 16, right? Mm-hmm. And I know you lost Ian, you lost Jacob and a couple other players. Where do you kind of view yourself at this time, this year, as opposed to last year?
I'd say very similar. We're in a very similar spot right now. We have, right now we don't really have a superstar on the team. That was very, very similar to what we had last year. I don't think we had anybody average over 10 points last year as a, throughout the season. So this year we're kind of in that same boat. We're a pretty deep team. We wouldn't consider us young. We're still a little bit inexperienced with a bunch of our juniors who are going to contribute some big minutes for us, and even some of our seniors that are going to contribute some big minutes. So, but in a very similar spot, I would say.
Excellent. And then as far as, like, who's a couple of the names? Now, I know you said you don't really have a superstar, but who do you kind of look at as your leader and the mm-hmm. kind of like the one's going to kind of drive your yeah. your
well, we have the couple guards that we have right now are really kind of get us going. Cody Pittman is a leader. He's a scrappy defensive player. Not playing today, but broke a nose, and he'll be back at it on Saturday. So he gets us going, runs the show, and does a great job doing that, and is very scrappy. Mason Grothisman, lefty, does a great job of he has a knack of getting in the paint, doing a great job finishing at the rim. His shot continues to improve from the perimeter. But those are kind of the two guards that get us going. Offensively, Devontae Jones has a real high upside right now as he continues to get more used to the speed at the varsity level and the strength that he needs at the varsity level. But he's opened up some eyes last year as a sophomore, and I think will continue to do so this year.
And then kind of looking ahead to league play, you're in Jeffco, and sometimes Jeffco League doesn't get a lot of respect as towards the, like, when you compare to Continental mm-hmm. or Centennial. And we know probably one of the tougher teams out of Jeffco is going to be Arvada West this year once they have everybody back.
Yep.
Who else do you look from Jeffco to kind of give you fits this year or problems or be really good?
Yeah. I'll be honest. I'm not quite sure exactly who is. I think Arvada West is at the top of Jeffco right now. They'll be very good, and they're very well coached. But I think kind of the usual suspects, I think, will be right there. Coleman had a great end of summer. I think that a lot of teams may overlook them with some of the guys that they lost last year. But I think that they'll be okay. Chatfield lost literally everybody off their team. But the way that they play, and again, they're very well coached by Coach Schimpler, I think that they're going to surprise some teams with not a single varsity, player that has a lot of experience. Ralston Valley's always tough. Again, losing their big guy, I think, is going to be tough. But and then Lakewood's really young. They have mm-hmm. they're going to be playing quite a few sophomores, I believe. And as they get more towards the end of the year, I think that they'll do a great job. I'm sure I'm forgetting some teams, but I do think that I think Arvada West is clearly the favorite in the conference, and I think we'll get some good competition every single night.
And then looking at your schedule ahead for this year, when you kind of look at and say, I call them benchmark games, and they're not necessarily rivalry games so much as I know we're on the right track if we play well on this when we play this team.
Mm-hmm.
Who do you think that would be on your schedule right now?
Well, I don't know exactly. We have a tough non-league schedule. I think, obviously, it'll be fun to see what we look like when we go up to Fossil Ridge and play. We'll start off with Pooter in our first round, and we'll see what happens after that. But there's some good teams. We could possibly play Colorado Academy. We could play Fossil Ridge. Montbello is up there. So those will be good games. And then all of our non-conference games are going to be tough. Legend, Doherty, Arapaho will be tough. Highlands Ranch as well, Grandview. So I guess I don't necessarily know that there's going to be one game that we'll really look for, but I think that all of those teams are going to be great competition and great chances for us to compete against them, and obviously opportunities to get better against great competition.
All right, excellent. Thanks, Coach, for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.
Awesome job.
Okay, thanks.
Awesome job.